嘉定区2022学年高三第二次质量调研英语试卷，听力部分现在开始。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I wish I could find that newly opened bookstore. It must be somewhere around the antique shop.
Maybe you can ask the newsstand. They are often helpful.
Question. Where does the woman want to go? Two. How much time did you have for the examination?
We were given 2 hours, but I finished in half the time. But the school rules it that you cannot turn in the paper until 30 minutes before the exam is over.
Question. How long did it take the man to finish the examination?
3. Would you like to have some coffee for a break?
Could you just wait for a moment? I am trying to finish the typing before the discussion.
Question. What does the woman mean?
4. Did you really give away all your science textbooks when you moved?
Well, I believe so. I am no longer in need of them in my new job anyway.
Question. What probably do we know about the man? Five. You probably shouldn't keep the clothes in the dryer for longer than 45 minutes.
Oh no, I've already had them in there for an hour.
Question. What will the man most probably do next? Six. Have you picked up your library card yet?
No. The place where we can get instant photos was out of order.
Question. Why hasn't the man got the library card?
7. Can you believe how Larry was talking to John? No wonder they don't get along.
Maybe Larry was just reacting to what John said. There are always two sides to every story.
Question. What does the woman imply?
8. I was thinking we could just find a flat spot in the woods to put up the tent.
That could be risky, though. It's important to camp in officially authorized areas to ensure safety and minimize the environmental impact.
Question. What do the two speakers talk about?
9. Do you know where we can find the most up-to-date statistics? I want to see if our efforts are paying off.
I believe there is an app that's regularly updated with the latest figures. Let me check and see if we are on the right track.
Question. What can be learned from the dialogue? 10. Do you hear about the Hawaii volcano eruption? I heard the ashes have destroyed some buildings and caused a lot of inconvenience for the locals.
Are you reading last year's newspaper?
Question. What does the woman imply?
Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you will be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
With her love of books, Fan Jiahui, 25, enjoys her career as a librarian at a bookstore in China. Different from the librarian in school libraries, Fan's daily work involves arranging and selling books. Before placing new books on sale, I need to learn their publication information, count, and input data in computers for easier management, said Fan. Some people may think that librarian has a low level of entry. Fan says otherwise. Especially for state-owned bookstores, there is a standardized test for people applying for the job, which decides whether the candidate has enough knowledge to qualify. An undergraduate degree is a basic requirement. Librarians need enough knowledge about books, including where they are distributed in the store, their themes, and even readers' comments on the books. Additional skills can make you more competitive, she argued. Fan majored in broadcasting for her undergraduate degree. I was appointed as the host of an online book sharing event soon after I got this job. The bookstore gives me a platform to show my expertise, she said proudly. Apart from getting promotions within the store, librarians can also explore other career paths according to their interest in books, such as writers, according to Fan.
Now listen again, please. With her love of books, Fan Jiahui, 25, enjoys her career as a librarian at a bookstore in China. Different from the librarian in school libraries, Fan's daily work involves arranging and selling books. Before placing new books on sale, I need to learn their publication information, count, and input data in computers for easier management, said Fan. Some people may think that librarian has a low level of entry. Fan says otherwise. Especially for state-owned bookstores, there is a standardized test for people applying for the job which decides whether the candidate has enough knowledge to qualify. An undergraduate degree is a basic requirement. Librarians need enough knowledge about books, including where they are distributed in the store, their themes, and even readers' comments on the books. Additional skills can make you more competitive, she argued. Fan majored in broadcasting for her undergraduate degree. I was appointed as the host of an online book sharing event soon after I got this job. The bookstore gives me a platform to show my expertise, she said proudly. Apart from getting promotions within the store, librarians can also explore other career paths according to their interests in books, such as writers, according to Fan.
Questions 11. What is necessary to become a librarian in state-owned bookstores?
What does a librarian's job involve according to the passage?
What do we know about the librarian Fan Jiahui?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
How can people speak their mind without saying anything? This is a question that scientists have aimed to answer for a long time. Researchers recently brought an upgraded device that can translate users' brainwaves into daily speech. Previously, the team led by Edward Chang at the University of California, San Francisco, developed an AI-based system that can identify up to 50 commonly used words based on the participants' brain waves. The team then upgraded the system, which can now translate thoughts into complete sentences on a computer screen. Their tests showed that the device could decode silently spoken letters from a 1,152-word vocabulary at a speed of about 29 characters per minute. The accuracy was up to 94%. However, this method can still be problematic, since users will still need to undergo some kind of surgery to send electricity through the brain. Another group of scientists at the University of Texas have tried to translate people's thoughts without touching their heads, reported Live Science. The new technique is called fMRI. It's a safer way of reading brain activity. Active brain cells have more oxygen. By tracking these cells, scientists can translate brain activity. The team aims to develop this technology so that it can be used in brain-computer interfaces, designed for people who cannot speak or type.
Now listen again, please. How can people speak their mind without saying anything? This is a question that scientists have aimed to answer for a long time. Researchers recently brought an upgraded device that can translate users' brain waves into daily speech. Previously, the team led by Edward Chan at the University of California, San Francisco, developed an AI-based system that can identify up to 50 commonly used words based on the participants' brain waves. The team then upgraded the system, which can now translate thoughts into complete sentences on a computer screen. Their tests show that the device could decode silently spoken letters from a 1,152-word vocabulary at a speed of about 29 characters per minute. The accuracy was up to 94%. However, this method can still be problematic, since users will still need to undergo some kind of surgery to send electricity through the brain. Another group of scientists at the University of Texas have tried to translate people's thoughts without touching their heads, reported Live Science. The new technique is called fMRI. It's a safer way of reading brain activity. Active brain cells have more oxygen. By tracking these cells, scientists can translate brain activity. The team aims to develop this technology so that it can be used in brain-computer interfaces designed for people who cannot speak or type.
Questions. 14. What do we know about the upgraded device developed by Edward Chang?
What's the advantage of fMRI compared to the first device mentioned?
What does this passage mainly talk about? 17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Tom. That is a very lovely bouquet of flowers. Who is it for?
My sister, Veronica. Today is her graduation day.
Oh, wonderful. Where are they going to hold the graduation ceremony?
On upper campus, near the library.
That will be a big ceremony. Imagine all the graduating students from all the departments, along with their relatives and friends. You'd better show up early.
Yes, I better get a seat close to the stage if I want to get good pictures of my sister.
Well, don't worry. The university always hires professional photographers to take pictures.
Yes, I heard that the photographers usually take at least 2 pictures of each student. When the students receive their certificates, and when the president shakes their hands in congratulation.
Wow, I wonder how your sister will feel.
She will definitely be very excited, and also very relieved to be done with her studies for now.
What do you mean by for now? Is she planning to pursue graduate studies?
Yes, but she plans to find a job first. And then she will go back to school for her master's degree.
You mean she will work for a while and then quit to go back to school full-time?
No, she needs to work to support herself. She will work full-time and go to school part-time at night.
It will be very hard to hold a full-time job while going to school.
I know it won't be easy, but Veronica is such a smart person and hard-working, too.
I wish I am as disciplined as she is. Tell your sister that I send my best wishes.
Thanks. Bye, Liz.
Now listen again, please. Hi, Tom. That is a very lovely bouquet of flowers. Who is it for?
My sister, Veronica. Today is her graduation day.
Oh, wonderful. Where are they going to hold the graduation ceremony?
On upper campus, near the library.
That will be a big ceremony. Imagine all the graduating students from all the departments, along with their relatives and friends. You'd better show up early.
Yes, I better get a seat close to the stage if I want to get good pictures of my sister.
Well, don't worry. The university always hires professional photographers to take pictures.
Yes, I heard that the photographers usually take at least 2 pictures of each student. When the students receive their certificates, and when the president shakes their hands in congratulation.
Wow, I wonder how your sister will feel.
She will definitely be very excited, and also very relieved to be done with her studies for now.
What do you mean by for now? Is she planning to pursue graduate studies?
Yes, but she plans to find a job first, and then she will go back to school for her master's degree.
You mean she will work for a while and then quit to go back to school full-time?
No, she needs to work to support herself. She will work full-time and go to school part-time at night.
It will be very hard to hold a full-time job while going to school.
I know it won't be easy, but Veronica is such a smart person and hard-working, too.
I wish I am as disciplined as she is. Tell your sister that I send my best wishes.
Thanks. Bye, Liz.
Questions. 17. What do we know about the graduation ceremony according to the dialogue?
Why does the woman tell the man not to worry about getting good pictures?
19. According to the passage, what will Veronica do after graduation?
20. What are the 2 speakers mainly talking about? 21. That's the end of listening comprehension.